working on the world premiere, and I can see the world from here. They ask me where I'm going from here. Anywhere, long as the runway is clear. Music business moving too fast for me. Wishing I still had Mac with me. Yes, Lord. How do you tell it? Slow it down.
Hello.
And
just as fast as welcome to the Bro vs. Bro podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemons. Just the story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. Why wouldn't the shrimp share his treasure?
I don't know. Why wouldn't the shrimp share his treasure?
Because he was a little shellfish.
That's a good joke, Dayton. If you'd like to send us in a joke or any of these other segments that we're about to go through, you can contact us at bruvsbro@outlook.com.
And win cool prizes.
Like
man/woman handbags.
Wow.
T-shirts.
Amazing.
Stickers.
Out of this world.
Fanny Manny Wanny packs.
Cool.
And much more, such as cars. Yeah.
You could win a car.
Yeah. Straight from the dealership. Definitely not out of store.
Okay, now we're gonna jump into this week's big word of the week. This week's big word of the week is activism. Activism is the policy or action of using vigorous campaigning to bring about political or social change. Dayton, what does activism mean to you?
So you're taking action to make a change.
Wow, that's a really good summary. You're learning.
Yes.
And we're going to speedwalk our way into this week's tech fact, which Dayton is going to inform us about.
The tech fact is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. Today's tech fact is, like, really interesting. Spam mail got its name from the canned meat after a Monty Python skit that made fun of spam as tasting horrible.
Wow. I did not know that they... I knew that they had the same name, but I didn't know that they, they actually, like... I didn't know that the email spam got its name from the food spam.
I mean, it makes sense to me because spam is really nasty. The real spam is nasty, the food spam is nasty, and the internet spam is nasty.
All true. Now, we're going to sprint into this week's book recommendation. Dagan will also tell us about the book recommendation.
The book recommendation is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Today's book is Ringer by Jerry Spinelli. This book is about a young boy named Palmer who tries to be like the other boys in his town, a ringer. He was always feared turning 10 because, unlike everyone his age, he does not want to be a ringer.
Oh, that's not good. He's got peer pressure.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's okay. Hey, hopefully he finds his way.
He'll get through it.
Now it's time for this week's Black History Facts, because February is Black History Month. It's always good to celebrate it, but not just in the month of February. All the time. Okay. This week's Black History Fact is the celebration of Black History Month began as Negro History Week, which was created in 1926 by Carter G. Woodson, who was a well-known writer. He wrote many historical works, including the 1933 book, The Miseducation of the Negro. He was known as the father of Black history. So, Dayton, what do you think of Mr. Woodson?
Well, I think he's pretty good because he started Black History Week, which is like a big, has a big effect on the world and probably.
Yeah. Okay. Now Dayton will present to us this week's quote of the week.
The quote of the week is brought to you by All Type Fence, which is located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. The mere imparting of information is not education, said by Carter G. Woodson.
Wow, that's a really good quote. It's very inspiring. I think it's like saying, like, just knowing stuff isn't education.
Yeah. You have to know everything about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're going to go to this week's last segment, which is Random Acts of Kindness. This week's Random Act of Kindness is to plant a tree. It doesn't matter where, because planting a tree helps your community, and it's just good. Good to do.
Yeah. And you get oxygen from trees.
Yeah.
So you can breathe.
As we start to wrap this podcast, I'd like to tell you guys about a couple things that are going on. So last weekend was the All-Star Weekend, and soon is the CIAA CIAA tournament, and then the ACC tournament.
And if you ever go to any of those, or if you have just went to the All-Star game, maybe you can send us some pictures about it, tell us about it, and maybe send us your favorite NBA player.
Oh, and the CIAA and ACC tournament will be in Charlotte, North Carolina, but the NCAA tournament will be in Columbia, South Carolina.
Yes.
Okay. Now I'd like to give some shout-outs to the people who make us possible. This week, our song was Cheers, featuring Q-Tip by Anderson & Paak.
Mom/security B Murray,
and our producer/director BL Self,
and our therapy dog Pete.
Cause what we do without a therapy dog?
Nothing. And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
See you guys next week. Bye.
New neighbors, they don't really say, but when they see the spaceship, they just think I rap or some form of entertainment. But they don't know I'm black, young, gifted, and amazing. You know I had to close my eyes.